From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The United States said the number of terrorist incidents in the world declined in 2016 for a second year in a row. State Department said just over 11,000 terrorist attacks occurred last year, a 9% drop from 2015, resulting in more than 25,000 fatalities, a decline of 13%. The acting coordinator for counterterrorism at the State Department, Justin Sibarel, said nations are cooperating to prevent such attacks.
The international community strengthened cooperation in a number of areas, including by expanding information sharing related to terrorist identities to prevent terrorist travel, strengthening border and aviation security, and putting increased resources into efforts to counter radicalization to violence and terrorist recruitment.
Sibarel said the Islamic State remains the deadliest jihadist group, but it is increasingly on the defensive, suffering losses in Iraq and Syria.
The border between Syria and Turkey was fully cleared of ISIS presence in 2016. Syrian Democratic Forces, supported by coalition efforts, liberated a number of cities and towns used by ISIS as transit and facilitation hubs for foreign terrorist fighters and ISIS external plotting efforts, including Manbij and Jarablus. These operations set the stage for the operation to isolate and liberate Raqqa, which, as you know, is currently underway.
He said although attacks occurred in more than 100 countries last year, most incidents took place in just five nations: Iraq, Afghanistan, Syria, Nigeria, and Pakistan. Malawi's former agriculture minister, George Chipanda, was arrested Wednesday facing charges for corruption over a procurement contract with Zambia. President Peter Mutharika ordered an investigation into last year's $34 million maize order after a Zambian opposition leader said documents revealed Malawi was overcharged for the crop. Several Malawian officials were implicated in the so-called Cashgate scandal of 2013. This is VOA News. 80-year-old Arizona Senator John McCain, the Republican presidential nominee in 2008, has been diagnosed with an aggressive form of brain cancer. The former Vietnam War prisoner, who has served in Congress more than three decades, underwent surgery to remove a blood clot, and tissue analysis revealed the presence of glioblastoma. Larry Sabato is a University of Virginia political science professor.
I think it's very premature to talk about John McCain not being in the Senate. He's tough. He'll go through the treatment. I'm sure he'll remain in the Senate. With luck, he'll be able to survive for many years to come.
President Donald Trump issued a statement calling Mr. McCain a fighter. He and First Lady Melania Trump sent their thoughts and prayers to the McCain family. McCain won re-election to another six-year term just last November. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani says Tehran will respond appropriately to new U.S. sanctions targeting 18 individuals and entities, even as the Trump administration certified Iran was complying with a two-year international nuclear agreement. The U.S. said, however, Tehran is guilty of violating the spirit of that deal, engaging in what it called malign behavior, such as pursuing ballistic missiles, financing terrorists, and backing Syria's Bashar al-Assad. U.S.-China trade talks ended Wednesday in Washington with no breakthrough and a cancellation of closing news conferences. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin spoke earlier of the importance of the world's two top economies having a fair trading relationship.
We need to work together to maximize the benefit for both sides. But this is only possible is if there is a more fair and balanced economic relationship between the United States and China.
Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross took aim at China's nearly $350 billion trade surplus with the U.S. Hundreds of people turned out in Hong Kong Wednesday to pay their respects to the late democracy activist Liu Xiaobo, who died last week of liver cancer. The 61-year-old Nobel Peace Laureate had been granted a medical parole last month after serving most of an 11-year prison term for subversion. Lee Chuk-yeon is a member of the Hong Kong Alliance in support of patriotic democratic movements in China.
We know very clearly that in China, all the friends of Liu Xiaobo now are being under surveillance, monitor house arrest inside their own home.
The late activist's wife, Liu Xia, remains under house arrest. Authorities in the Canadian province British Columbia have extended a state of emergency for two more weeks as wildfires continue to rage. Saudi police briefly detained a woman who appeared in an online video wearing a short skirt and crop top hairstyle. The woman was released without charge, telling police a video of her posted on social media was done so without her knowledge. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.